Good morning. I'm Perry Stern, a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this public hearing. It is 10:01 a.m. on August 8, 2024. We are holding this public hearing virtually, and I would like to thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and provide feedback. We will now begin the scheduled public hearing for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed language for 458-20-18201, warehouse and grain elevators and distribution centers exemption remittance. Other persons present for this meeting include Brent Madison in his role as the department's rule coordinator, Kathy Holder and Barbara Imperio, management analysts, who are monitoring our recording equipment as this hearing is being recorded. Besides Department of Revenue staff, do we have any parties on the phone for this public hearing? For the record, please identify yourself, who you are representing, and whether you have comments that you would like to make later.
Gerald Mascavage from Knopf Inc. May have a comment later on.
Thank you, Joe. And it looks like we have someone else on the line. So I was just requesting that any parties on the phone for this public hearing, if you could please identify yourself, who you are representing, and whether you have comments that you would like to make later.
I'm with Robux and I don't have anything currently.
Can you please identify yourself?
My name is Nick Bingley.
Thank you, Nick. And it looks like there's one other party on the line. I see Olya Place. Can you correct me if I have that correct?
Just so please. You're to listen in on the update.
Thank you. This public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public on the creation of Rule 18201. This hearing was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 2414148, which was filed with the Code Reviser on July 3rd, 2024, and by notification to interested parties. Copies of this rule are available if you did not receive a copy or would like to have an additional one. The rule as proposed is written in the legislative drafting style. New language is underlined and language to be deleted is shown by strikeout. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the proposed changes to the rule. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may also send written comments to the attention of myself, Perry Stern, no later than August 9, 2024. Before opening the hearing for comments, I will briefly outline the key points in the proposed rule draft. The department proposes Rule 18201 to provide information about the qualifying criteria, application, and documentation requirements for the retail sales and use tax exemptions provided in RCW 8208820 and 8212820, respectively. Based on the public meeting held on March 19th, 2024, a summary of the comments received and the department's response to the comments are as follows. Suggestion to add in the definition section a statement on the status on the storage of finished goods manufactured on site. The department did not add the statement to the rule. We will now proceed to the public comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization that you're representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. If you have written testimony, you can email it to me at perrys@dor.wa.gov so that it can be part of the permanent rulemaking file. Does anyone have a comment they would like to make about the proposed rule draft as written? Please unmute yourself and make your comment.
Gerald Mascavage, a question whether this is strictly for sales and use tax reimbursement, where the retailer would have to charge the tax, and the person at the distribution center would then file for reimbursement if they qualify, and it does not affect our B&O taxes.
Thank you for your comment, Gerald.
And this is Brent Madison, Rules Coordinator. To answer your question, Gerald, yes, this rule deals with the retail sales and use tax exemption, so it would not pertain to retailing B&O tax, and it would pertain to the eligible purchases related to qualifying construction costs and qualifying purchases of material handling and racking equipment being purchased by the party that is operating the warehouse or third-party warehouse operator.
Thank you, Brett. Would anyone else like to make a comment about the proposed rule draft as written? Before closing this public hearing, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the public hearing on the proposed rule WAC 458-20-18201, Warehouse and Grain Elevators and Distribution Centers Exemption Remittance. Based on comments made today or received in writing, additional changes may be made before the final revised rule is filed for adoption with the Office of the Code Reviser. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. This filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public hearing. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's hearing directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder or Barbara Imperio with your name, mailing address, and email address. This public hearing is now adjourned. For the record, the time is now 10:10 a.m.